Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. We're not just bodies. We're not just brains and bodies. This body is actually the house we live in. We're spirit beings. We have a soul. And these are things that you can't see with the natural eye, but they're real. And this is the most important part of our being. You'll find that in this world, billions are spent on the education of the mind. Billions are spent on sports and the development of athletics and the body. But so many times, nothing for the spirit, which is why so many are so pitifully weak. And the thing is, weak spirit, weak inner man means weak faith. Because it's with the heart, with the inner man, that you believe. So what we do at Faith School is not focused on development of the body or development of the intellect, but development of the spirit, the inner man. Not to say the other shouldn't be developed, but there's plenty of ways to. And the thing is, what affects your inner man affects the outer man too. And that's why he said, beloved, 3 John 2, I desire above all things that you prosper outside, be in health, that your body, even as your soul prospers. So turn off everything else. Give this your full attention. Come into the classroom with us, and we saved you a seat. And these are nice people here around you. You don't have to be concerned about them. They'll just believe with you. And Father, we do thank you, and we do reach out to you, and we ask you for the utterance and anointing and for the answers for everyone, wherever they are, whatever's going on with them right now. We ask for the answers and help now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We've been, if you've been following, you know, but for some weeks on a series we're calling Faith for Provision. And what we're doing is asking and answering the question about, is it God's will for us to have material and financial, natural provision? And this is something you need every day of your life. Right?
Yes.
I mean, every day of your life, you need somewhere to sleep,
yes,
somewhere to rest,
yes,
something to wear,
yes,
something to eat, yes, a way to go.
Yeah.
And if you got a family, you need more.
That's right?
Right? And if you got a business, you need more. And if you got a church or a ministry, you need more. Well, is it God's will for us to have it? Or there are some people who teach that God uses poverty as a development tool. And there are a lot of people who believe that if it happens, it must have been the will of God. If it didn't happen, it must not have been the will of God. These are confusions and deceptions and not the Bible.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
And so you can't have faith for a specific thing that you are still questioning God's will about it.
That's right. Amen.
Doesn't work. That results in you wondering and wavering. Well, maybe it is, maybe it's not. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. And that's how you hear people come to the conclusion, well, you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is, James said, if you're like that, don't even think you will receive anything from the Lord. Well, we don't want to not think we'll receive anything. We want to receive everything, right, from the Lord. So what's the solution? We've got to quit this wondering, wavering, and we got to get the answer and get it settled,
yes,
from the solid source,
yes,
right? What is the will of God? It says, that's what Ephesians says. Don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And in Romans it says, don't be conformed to this world. We should be very different from the world.
Yes, yes.
The world is full of confusion and fear and wondering and bewilderment. Yes. That shouldn't be us.
Yes.
You notice how many times in the New Testament writings it says, we know.
Yes.
We know.
Yes.
We're sure.
Yes.
We know.
Yes.
How did you get to that place? Faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we've been given one by one these 30 reasons from Scripture why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. And we're down to reason number 18 now in our study. So if you're just joining us now for the first time, go online to faithschool.org and all of the previous lessons are there. Take advantage of that. It won't cost you anything. No charge, no commitment required. Go feed on it, and then you'll get more out of where we are now. Because yes. we've built to where we are now, and we're already shouting about it.
Yes.
Right? We're stirred up about it. And so if you didn't hear all before, you may wonder, well, what are they so excited about? Well, we've had other lessons before today. So go back with me again. If you would, to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. We had seen, while you're turning there, I'll review just a little bit. We had seen in Galatians 3, 13 and 14, that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And verse 14, so that the blessing of Abraham would come on the Gentiles, the people that were outside of the covenants. And one of the places you'll see some of the most detail about the blessing and the cursing concerning the law and the covenant is right here in Deuteronomy 28. And we saw in the first verse of chapter 28 that he said it'll come to pass if you will hearken diligently and do the commandments I command you this day. And we said, how does that affect us in the new covenant? Well, the scripture says that nobody's justified by keeping the law, but the just shall live by faith. So the way we function today is not just by mechanically doing, but by living by faith, walking by faith. And the command to love one another as he has loved us in the New Testament fulfills all the law. The scripture says, if you do that, you have fulfilled the law. You know, if you love somebody, if you're caring about them, treating them like they're valuable, treating them like they're as important or more important than yourself, you're not going to lie to them. You're not going to hurt them. You're not going to murder them. You're not going to steal from them. Right? All the things that the law was given, because that was given to people who weren't born again, who you could not tell be led by the Spirit. But then that third one is, the scripture said in Galatians, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And because even if you had never read the Bible and you're born again and you yield to the Holy Spirit inside you, you'll find out he's leading you to do all the things that were written back here, right? And you will be doing the right thing, the right place and the right time without knowing it in your head. And that's one of the big reasons why our covenant is a better covenant.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Better covenant. It's not just doing things legalistically, but it's the Spirit, the newness of the Spirit,
yes.
Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And so he said, if you will do that, basically, if you will listen to the Lord and do what he says. How many think that is still a really good idea? Huh? Today, it'll always be the right idea. And you know, he even told them, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus quoted it. It was written way back here. Is it still true today?
Yes.
Love the Lord your God. And then he goes on to say, and listen to him, hearken to him, and do. Love him, listen to him, do what he tells you to do.
Amen.
How many think that is excellent advice
yes.
for right here, right now,
Amen.
Everybody, everywhere in the world? And he said the results of that would be blessing. If you would, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you, blessed in the city, the field, fruit of your body, increase of your kind, your basket, your store when you come in, when you go out, blessed, 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 blessed. I never get tired of being blessed.
Amen.
How about you? And he said, verse 10, he said, all the people of earth will see it and they'll realize you belong to the Lord and you're called of the Lord, and the awe and fear of God will fall on them and they'll realize there's something bigger here. These people are not just doing all this for themselves. They're not just making this happen for themselves. God must be real. And what are they seeing? Blessing. So God must be good, right? And this is something, this is why there is so much religious confusion and so much fighting against, you know, it doesn't even make sense that theologians, that teachers and preachers of different denominations fight against healing, divine healing. Everybody's going to need some healing. Right? Amen. Somewhere, sometime. And people fight against it. Or they fight against having your bills paid and provision and try to tell, well, it might not be, it may be God's will for you to suffer with this debilitating disease. And maybe God will be glorified through this sickness and through this disease. A lot of people believe this. And then the same thing. Well, you know, God, you may not understand it, but God will get glory out of you suffering from this abject poverty and how that you hold on to your faith and cling to it even when you're being totally devastated and destroyed. Where did that come from? Is that the Bible? Is that the God that Abraham knew? We've already talked about that. No. No. Is that what Jesus preached? No. Is that what the apostles and prophets taught in the book of Acts and the New Testament? No, no, no. Then why is it so strong and why is it so pervasive? It's because the devil is fighting actively that the goodness of God be revealed. Because he knows the goodness of God draws people to repentance. Well, drawing them from where? From him. From the devil. From their bondage. From being lost. From their confusion. From their darkness. When people see the real God. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they see his true goodness and his true will and plan for them. Many of them, not all, but many of them will come. Yes. They will respond. But so many people are believing lies that God is actually the one hurting them, the one holding them back. And so they've concluded that this thing that the Bible calls cursing is somehow the will of God and could even be a blessing in disguise. And what we've been saying, and I hope you're awake, I hope you're listening, if it's a blessing, come on, help me out. If the Bible says it's a blessing, what do I know? That's the will of God for me, right? And anybody that'll receive. If it's a curse, if the Bible calls it a curse, it could never be the will of God for me. You notice what he said in Deuteronomy earlier. He said, I'm sitting before you. He said, if you will obey, a blessing. A curse if you won't obey. Well, does God want us to obey or disobey? Right? Then what does he want? He wants to bless or curse? Never can a curse be the will of God in any shape, form, or fashion for anybody, any more than rejecting God, forsaking God, replacing God with other gods is somehow the will of God. Cannot be. So, We're seeing in the New Testament, Christ has redeemed us from the curse. Well, if it was his will for us to have the curse, he could have saved himself a lot of trouble. Amen. Is that right? And not come and just left us alone and we would have been fully cursed. Right? He went to such lengths.
Yes.
Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He went to such lengths and became a curse for us. Why? To redeem us from it. So we should be absolutely poised all the time. If anything tries to work the curse in our life, flags go up. We go, no, you don't. Not in my life. According to the scripture, Deuteronomy 28, whatever, that's a curse.
Yes.
And according to Galatians 3:13, I've been redeemed from the curse. This is not the will of God, and I am to resist this and oppose this with everything I have and never accept it.
Amen.
Now, I know I've been repetitive about this point, and you're going to hear it several more times before we're through, because this is so big.
Yes.
You do realize there are actually millions of church-going people around the world that don't believe what I just said.
Yes.
They actually believe that things the Bible calls curse is the will of God in their life.
Yeah.
And if you believe that, you could never get free from it. You are stuck. But the truth will make you free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I did not write these verses, nor did you, but they are forever truth.
Yes.
Somebody say, I believe the truth.
I believe the truth.
So he goes on to say, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll be only above and not beneath. But he keeps saying, if you'll hearken, if you'll listen. Everything was so wonderful. Verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 14. And we got down to verse 15, and it starts off with what? But did we start off with the will of God?
Yes.
And the plan of God, right?
Yes.
That's never changes. We, in those first 14 verses, you see God's will for everybody. Is what? That you listen to Him.
Yes.
That you believe Him.
Yes.
That you trust Him. That you obey Him. That you follow Him. And that He can release the blessing on you every way you move, every way you turn, everything you do, everything you put your hand to. But He has to tell everybody, okay, now, if you won't, if you say, I don't care, I don't believe in God, I got a different God I'm going to serve. He said, well, I got some really bad news for you. This is what you can expect. The curse. And as we describe, as we read this, you will see evidence of this all over the earth right now. Horrible stuff. But what do we know if it's in the curse? Huh? It, not the will of God. His will is listen, obey, be blessed. So he said, verse 15, if you won't listen, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Cursed will you be in the city, cursed in the field, cursed in your basket, cursed in your store. Cursed the fruit of your body, fruit of your land, increase of your kind, flocks of your sheep. Cursed when you come in, cursed when you go out. That sounds very familiar, right? Just one word changed out, right? Huh? What did we read in the first part of the chapter? Blessed. I mean, the exact same phrases. But now what?
Curse.
You know what the difference is? With God, without God. That's the difference. Listening to God, won't listen to God. Obeying God, won't obey God. Because the devil doesn't have blessing. All he's got is still kill and destroy.
Yes.
Right? And you see that in the curse. You only get the blessing with God.
Yes.
Yes. And you hear people talk about it. And I just cringe when I see people traveling to other places and deciding they're going to experience some of the culture, the local culture of the people, and get in front of their little statue and idol of their stupid God and burn incense and sprinkle and chant stuff. Are you nuts? Are you crazy? Huh? And sometimes talk about, well, they're going to bless them. They can't bless you. The only place you can get blessing is from Almighty God, from the good God. The devil can't bless you. All he can do is hurt you, steal from you, destroy from you. And one of the biggest reasons why he said these things would happen to these people is just that, worshiping other gods. And you might think, well, Brother Keith, that was an Old Testament problem. No, honey child, have you been out? Have you looked around? Have you traveled? In our own country, we have many that are worshiping false gods and other gods. And all over the world, it's rampant. It is rampant. Why do you mean that, Brother Keith? I mean, aren't there many ways to God? And these are just different ways that people are worshiping. They all wind up at the same place. No. The Lord said there's a wide way that leads to destruction. And there's a lot of people going down that big wide path right off the precipice into destruction. And there's a straight and a narrow way that leads to life. People say, well, you're just narrow. Yeah, and saved. Amen. Huh? Amen. Well, you're just narrow. You just believe there's only one way. I believe the Bible. The Lord said that He is the way, that nobody can come to the Father except by Him. Now, I don't know you very well. I know Jesus some better. I'm going to trust Him. And if He said it, that's the way it is. Amen. There's only one God. There's only one way to God, one connection mediator, and that is Jesus, the Christ. Now, if you don't believe that, you might say, well, isn't there some, can't you be more open and inclusive than that? Well, then I'd be writing my own scriptures. Amen. And that's what many people have done. Listen, there's only one God, and there's only one Savior, and there's only one way to heaven and glory. One, one only. The Master, the head of the church, Jesus, the Christ, born of a virgin, died on the cross, raised from the dead, hallelujah, ascended on high, and sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. And He is my Savior. If He's not yours, receive Him. You can do it right now. Right here with us. Do y'all think they should receive?
Yes.
You should receive. Yes. Say it out loud. Pray it out loud with me. Father God.
Father God.
I reject every other so-called God, so-called salvation, or Lord, or deliverer. And I acknowledge the one God, the one living God, the Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth and of all that's in them. And I acknowledge there is only one Savior, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross and is raised again, alive. Jesus, I receive You and all You've done for me. I receive You and submit to Your Lordship. Thank You for saving me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. If you did that today, call somebody, call our ministries. We'll shout with you. We'll rejoice with you. Find you a good church to get in and a good believing family. You need the support. You need the strength. And come back to Faith School. We'll help you out. We'll give you a boost. And the only thing you'll hear about Jesus and God around here is that He's the only God. He's the only Savior. That ain't going to change. Because it's the truth. It's the truth. Now, He goes on to say, cursed will you be in every one of these ways. And He includes every kind of sickness, every kind of disease. Verse 21, pestilence. Verse 22, consumption. That would include tuberculosis. Fever, every kind of fever. Inflammation, extreme burning, blasting, mildew. Now, that doesn't mean you can quit washing your, cleaning your bathroom. this includes some other things with that. Verse 27, the botch of Egypt, the emerods, the scab, the itch. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. I've been redeemed from this. In verse 35, problems in the knees, the legs, the sore botch. You'll find that getting down to verse 59, long duration plagues and disease, sore sicknesses, long continuance, all the diseases of Egypt. Every sickness and every plague that is not written in the book of this law, them the Lord will bring to your destroyer. That's part of the curse as well. Can you see what I was saying? Like if you had a problem in your knees or in your legs, you could say, hey now, according to Deuteronomy 28:35, problems in the knees and legs are part of the curse of the law. Yes. According to Galatians 3:13, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. So there's no way that can be God's will for me. To stay in my body or to limit me or hinder me or get worse as I get older. Can you see what we're talking about? Yes. If it's in the curse, yes. It cannot be the will of God for me. It cannot be. Unless you decide you're going to reject God and not listen to Him and replace Him with other gods, then the curse is for you. Yes. That's not me, right? I'm listening. That's not you, right? Come on, say, that's not me. That's not me. The blessing is for me. So every sickness, every disease, named and even not yet named, is part of the curse of the law. That's why Jesus didn't go around making people sick. He went around healing and delivering. Why? Because that has always been the will of God. Well, our time's up again today. Say it like we do. I live by faith. I walk by faith. I overcome the world by faith. I'm strong in faith, giving glory to God. We'll see you next time in Faith School. I've got the victory
living inside. Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.